Welcome to Morse Code, an Inspector Morse podcast. My name is Shukri, and on this first podcast, I'm going to talk about what it's all about. What is my goal here? What's my intention? Also, I'm going to break down episode one, The Dead of Jericho. So I'm going to do a little bit of both, and hopefully you enjoy this podcast. I've always been in the podcast realm. I've been in it for a few years now, almost 3 years. My other podcast, my main podcast, is called the Class X Podcast. So if you're interested in this podcast, please check out the Class X, letter X, podcast. That's going strong. We've had a nice following for a few years now. And it's about American culture. So it's an American culture podcast where I basically focus on film, sports, all things culture. I've even had an episode on Inspector Morse because I've always been so fascinated by this series. It's really grabbed me in a lot of ways. And, you know, I started with Lewis, actually, and then I ended up getting into Morse, and then like a lot of you, eventually Endeavor. So again, if you like this podcast, check out the Classics podcast. My day job is I'm a teacher. So I teach history and psychology, and I've been in the teaching field for 14 years, in the classroom for 14 years. So I bring that background as well to this podcast. So that's me. Now, let me go into my goal. My goal with this pod is I'm going to go through the Morse series in a casual way. Okay, so I want to emphasize casual here because this is fun for me. And I just want to talk Morse, just like you. You probably want to hear Morse. You want to watch Morse. I'm the same way. And I noticed that there's no Morse podcast. So I thought, you know what? What a great passion project for me, because I really do love this series and it brings me a lot of peace and happiness. And so I hope the series does that for you as well. And I hope this podcast can help contribute to the conversation surrounding the Inspector Morse series, including Morse and Lewis and Endeavor. So I love analyzing as well, and that's what you'll get here. I'll also bring eventually a young man named Jake on, who's kind of like a new viewer to the podcast. And when he has time, he's going to be an occasional guest, and he actually helps me with the social media element of this whole thing. And I know he's interested in discussing the show. He's a very smart young man, and I think he's going to actually contribute to this as well. The funny thing is, when he watched episode one, he was just amazed at the 1980s world, because it's, I think, kind of ancient to him. And it's kind of hard for us to hear that, you know, if we're a little bit older. I'm 39, and so the 80s, 90s is not so ancient to me. But I think, you know, if you're listening to this, you probably do remember that world really well. So it's fun to just delve into and see what's going on with the Inspector Morse world, even if it is in the 80s and 90s. So, all right, I'm going to get into this podcast. Thanks for listening. That's my brief intro to the Inspector Morse podcast, Morse Code. I hope you enjoy it. I'll see you after the music. Welcome to Morse Code, an Inspector Morse podcast. Thanks for joining. I'm really excited to do this. One of the things I want to do at the beginning of each podcast is do a quick summary of the plot. This isn't going to be heavy on the plot, this kind of podcast. Maybe some episodes more than others, but what I want to focus on with this podcast is more of an analysis of characters and, you know, where Morse is, almost like a biography in a sense of Morse, where he's at and why he's acting the way he's acting, which in a lot of ways is what the show is, right? The show is really a character study more than a mystery. But let me just give you a quick plot summary of what happened. So in this episode, it's not much of a mystery. A woman that Morse is fond of, Anne Stavely, she commits suicide, and Morse doesn't buy it, right? He wants to investigate. He focuses a lot of his attention on Anne's former lover. But it turns out she did commit suicide. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to put this out there. I'm not crazy about the whodunit element of this, of any of really the Colin Dexter series, any of the shows. And honestly, I often find myself Googling what happened after watching the show. I don't know how you guys are, but that is what I do. And that's because it is a little convoluted at times. Let's face it. Colin Dexter's plots can be a little convoluted, but we still love them, right? But that's just me. Maybe it's you. What I love about Morse is Morse. And I enjoy his relationship with Lewis specifically. I enjoy Oxford. It's so special. My wife and I were actually planning on going to Oxford right before COVID hit in 2020. We had the trip planned. We were about to buy the tickets, and then COVID hit. We're both teachers, so we get summers off. Unfortunately, we weren't able to go, and we still haven't gone, but we're still going to go. I know we're going to go in the future. That's the goal. But that's what's special about this show, right? Morse, Oxford, the Morse-Lewis relationship. And that's what I'm going to talk about a lot on this podcast. I wonder if you're like me. Is this a series that's about, you know, something more than the whodunit experience for you? For me, yes. So I think that's that might be a similarity that we have, or it might be a similarity bias that I'm expressing right now. I don't know. Okay, now that the plot summary is done, let me get into what I found so intriguing about this episode. First, this episode didn't feel like a typical Morse episode. It just didn't feel like one to me. I know that, you know, John Thaw was in another cop drama in the 1970s, and I can't remember the name right now. I saw an episode of it a few weeks ago. Very different from Morse, but also cool to see John Thaw in that different setting, right? But the 1970s in general were just different. They were gritty, and, you know, you had those police procedurals that just had that really, really gritty element. And this episode was that. It was gritty, and I felt like it was like watching an episode of Columbo from the 1970s. My dad loved Columbo, and I would watch it with him. And Columbo's amazing. But it's not like Morse, the environment. It's not as, you know, it's a gritty environment, like I said. So I actually, you know, for me, what was interesting is I watched a Lewis series before I ever got into Morse. And when I first saw this episode years back, I felt like it was just off because I wasn't used to the episode one Dead of Jericho world. And to me, it's just always odd to go back and see Morse season one and also honestly see shows when they're still figuring out their identity. Morse in its prime. And here's a list of things that I think what Morse is in its prime: serene, cultured, classical, with a score that's really, you know, based on classical music. This one had elements of it, but it was different, right? And I mean, think about the pubs, for example, in episode one. Typically, I want to just visit the pubs that he goes to in Oxford so I can explore, you know, those cool hangouts that Morse ends up going to on each episode. But in this episode, gosh, I don't know what he was doing, where he was going. It just was bad. It wasn't up to the Morse standard. Let's just be honest, right? It wasn't up to the Morse standard of what a Morse pub / hangout should look like. So that stood out to me. The gritty element, even the pubs were off. It was just weird in a lot of ways. I also want to discuss Morse's relationship with Anne, which is a really, really big part of this episode. And I'm happy it is in a lot of ways because Morse and the female characters on the show are very important to the Morse character in general. And I want to go into Anne a little bit on this podcast because I think it sets the framework for certain things. We all know that that's Morse's kryptonite, especially if you're listening to this podcast. You probably love the series and you know Morse, his kryptonite is women. But if Morse, if he likes a woman, you also know that she's probably the killer on the episode, or she may be involved in the murder on the episode, right? But for me, there is something off and just inconsistent about the Morse-Anne relationship. He was unrealistically hesitant about his feelings. I don't know. He was just kind of like, maybe that's not the right way to say it. He was just unrealistically invested in his feelings and hesitant about how he expressed them. And she was ambivalent in this very, very unrealistic way. So it just seemed like it was lacking. I just didn't buy it as a viewer. She went from hot to cold with Morse in an instant. And that made no sense to me as well. Like, why would, it didn't even, you're watching it and you're like, what happened here? They seem like they're on a first date and then they're not. It just didn't make sense to me. I wonder what you think about that. I also didn't like how weak and vulnerable Morse was. He was just too weak in this episode with Anne. I don't think it's a good look for the main detective, the protagonist, to be that way. You know, he's the hero of the show. I think we want him to be a little bit stronger and a little less invested in this person he just met, you know? So I just think that the whole relationship was weird to me. It was just a little off. And I don't know. I wonder what you think. Is this just more consistent Morse character traits? Maybe some of you think that. For me, I kind of think it was a little bit different. And maybe they were trying to figure out the Morse character still. And that's why we got what we got in this episode. That's my guess. Okay, I'll move on from Anne and get into another theme. I really, really liked how this episode laid out the policeman versus detective dilemma with Morse. And as you know, this is a really big theme on this show, which I think is great. I wish other shows used similar kinds of dilemmas or conflicts in a sense. You know, Morse is just horrible at policing. He's not going to be searching for clues. He's not Sherlock Holmes. I guess he's closer to Poirot in a lot of ways, where he's using psychology a lot, and it's all about making connections, right? So the scene that really expressed this for me, and it very clearly, and this was my favorite scene, it was the scene with Superintendent Strange, who is just a great character, who gets a lot of backstory in the Endeavor series. So now that we have Endeavor, it's kind of cool to see this Strange Morse dynamic, right? So I love this scene because with Morse and Strange, because it felt authentic to the series. Unlike other scenes in this episode, the Morse Strange scene felt really, really authentic to the series. Strange comes into Morse's bachelor pad, you know, and he's just like, who is this guy? You know, he's blasting his classical music. He's off in his philosophical dream world. You know, it's just fun to see like Strange react to Morse's character. I just loved it because, again, it was authentic to the series. The scene was just great. He tells Morse, basically, you're not going to get promoted, which is a common theme in this series. And that makes sense, right? It makes sense to the series. It makes sense to the prequels. It makes sense to Lewis. It just makes perfect sense because here's the thing. No one wants to root for an Inspector Morse who's in management, right? We want our hero to be the detective who's solving the crimes. And unfortunately, that's what we get in this series. So I love how they just laid out that scene. Definitely the top scene for me in this episode. Another interesting element was the Oedipus the King element. I don't know about you, but I just love the literary references on this show. The philosophical references, the literary references, they work for me in a big way. And it could be because I'm a teacher, right? A history teacher, psychology teacher, but I just like, you know, to look up the references. I learn more because I don't know a lot about British history. I know more about American history and world history in general ways. But this actually gives me a lot of resources to look up, and it's great. So I think that's part of what makes the Colin Dexter world so amazing. Lewis is also amazing at this. You know, in the Morse series, you have Morse, who knows everything, right? He knows every reference. In the Lewis series, you have Hathaway, who knows all the history and references, probably even more than Morse in a way. By the way, side note, how is Hathaway not a spinoff? He was one of the great detective characters, and he would have made a great character. I know he's in his personal life, like gone off on the politics and that sort of thing, but I think as a character, Hathaway would be great. That's just a little side note. So I'll go back to Morse. So I know for me, the references, and in this episode specifically, the reference was kind of nonsense, but it did give us a taste of Morse. And again, it laid the foundation of what we'll be getting in like future episodes. And in regards to the crime, let me just go into that before I leave this first podcast. In regards to the crime and the suspects, I didn't mind the suicide element. I have to say that. I didn't mind it, okay? But to me, the suspects were really weak. So the plot was fine, but the suspects were really weak. They just weren't that interesting. I don't even remember their names. I don't even care to look them up because they weren't that interesting. And I didn't feel like they added to the episode in any way at all. It just didn't add to the episode. They were just really lacking to me. And I didn't like that aspect. It was almost like pointless. And maybe it was because the crime wasn't a suicide, it wasn't a crime, but to me, I just thought these are pointless extra characters on this episode. That's my take on that. I did like the Detective Inspector Bell character. So Detective Inspector Bell, I don't think we'll see him in future episodes. from what I remember. But he's great because he's such a contrast to Morse. And again, for this first episode, to see this ambitious, cutthroat guy who's not inquisitive, who's sort of grumpy like Morse, but also very boring. He just seemed like such a contrast, and his presence really helps us define Morse, I think. At least for me, as I was rewatching this, I realized understanding this very minor character in this series does help us understand Morse, and it also gave us a little bit of background on Lewis's character, which is always great to understanding Lewis and Morse. So, you know, I won't go into Lewis's character in this episode, but I did like what I saw in general. And Lewis is always great. And I just wanted to say, I just like that element of Detective Inspector Bell because, like I said, it really did help me see Morse and what he brings to the table versus, I guess you could say, like a detective who wants to move up into management. You know, that's the difference there. And I thought that was pretty cool to see. So I'll wrap up with this. I give this a 7 out of 10. And, you know, it's not my favorite Morse episode. It's probably near the bottom just because, you know, I like certain scenes, and specifically the ones that gave us insight into the foundation of the show, into Morse's character. That was great, right? So I liked that element, but the grittiness was just so odd to me. It didn't last very long. I think like in the second half of the episode, they kind of went into some standard Morse stuff, but the pubs, you know, they weren't aesthetically pleasing. So I know they get better, but it was hard to watch a little bit of it. It just seemed off to me. But that's what I thought of the episode. 7 out of 10. I liked Morse. If I was watching it in the 80s, I probably would have been like, this is a really cool show. You know, and I know it was unique in the sense that you didn't see shows, like detective shows, that went on for so long. I've read that in multiple sources. And so Morse added this new element. It was really a risky move. But I think when, you know, you see John Thaw and you just love the character. And I think people just stuck with it because it's such a great show. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Morse Code. I really am excited to do this. I'm looking to do like 15 to 25 minute breakdowns of each episode. It's more like a, you know, a passion project for me. Please subscribe because I have other things going on in my life. Teaching, and I have a main podcast called the Class X Podcast. I do that every week. This will be like 2 to 3 times a month. So I'll go through the series and break it down, you know, 2 to 3 times a month. So please subscribe. So that way you get updates, you know, whenever I release an episode. And so that's really important for you as a listener. Sorry, I'm a little congested. I've been getting over a little bit of a cold, like a lot of people in California. By the way, I'm in California, so that kind of explains maybe a little bit of the, I don't get all the British references, but I still love the show, and I think it's really cool how global this show is. And yeah, so thanks for listening. Please leave a comment, leave a rating. It really helps new podcasts. And please check out my other podcast, the Class X Podcast. So thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.